to explain them what on the pole. We had basically only 1 or 2 days where we could be very free and do all these things what fishes do, like producing cake. We call it cake, but it's in fact this sort of thread that comes out of a fish that is not poo or not piss. It's sort of a fish cake, we call it. And to play with the cake and to play with their laughing muscle, because we took all the parallels between fish and people, and how fish swim is that they make tremble their swim bladder, and it's also their beak, it's also their cunt. So we laugh also with our cunts, we laugh a lot, that's why we move through the water as fishes. And we do as much as possible to make statement that a human is in fact a fish in the making, that in 2 million years we will all be fish. This is what we try to, and then to talk about this friendship between insects and fishes, like to of all the creatures on the earth, because the our witch princess is in fact the crossover between a spider and a woman. So we have in all the animal worlds that tries to befriend in this performance and that tries to make laws that count for everybody. Because the problem with our laws that we the humans have is that they have concepts that don't really exist. For example, the concept of a border. It doesn't exist because there is no clear border between land and sea, and the fishes have no border. So in this play, they get rid of these words that have no meaning, and they give words that had no meaning, they give it a true sense, true action. So it's not a verbal thing, they first prove it and then they state it, they describe it.